Well, grace, peace, and mercy are yours this day from God our Creator, Jesus the Savior, and the Holy Spirit who is in and with and among us today. Amen. In the scripture reading today that Pastor Callan read, we heard the story of the calling of the first disciples as it is told in the Gospel of John. And it's a little different than the calling stories in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. You get a little bit more detail. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you kind of get these stories where Jesus goes to Peter or James or Andrew, and they kind of immediately throw down whatever they're doing and follow him, and no other description. But John gives us a little bit more. The scene begins with these two guys following Jesus, kind of almost lurking behind him, you get the sense. Like they're shy or nervous. I mean, Jesus is a big deal, after all. And then Jesus turns around and asks him, "What are you looking for?" And it seems like they kind of shyly or awkwardly give an answer, "We want to know where you're staying." And then Jesus stares at them and says, "We'll come and see." And they follow along. And I imagine and can kind of feel maybe perhaps some of the hesitancy just fell away then. Oh, yeah, come and see. Well, that's good. And then you get Nathanael, and how great is Nathanael? Because he's got this awesome skepticism and cynicism to him. His pal Philip finds him and says, "Hey, Nate, we found the one sent from God who we've been waiting for. It's Jesus from Nazareth." And Nathanael kind of wrinkles his nose in disgust in a confused way and says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" In thinking of a comparison to that this week, I thought it'd be like a friend of mine coming up to me on the street and saying, "Hey, we found this really great, caring pastor at Mount Olivet Lutheran Church. It's Edina native Kurt Callan." And I say, "Edina? Can anything good come out of Edina?" Truthfully, Pastor Callan gave me that line earlier this week. But I love Nathanael's skepticism. He's not just going to bite on this hook, line, and sinker right away. And you know, I wonder when Jesus shows up for Nathanael, it's interesting what Jesus says. "Here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael's telling the truth. He's voicing his skepticism. And I don't know about you, but I take heart in that. Nathanael's doubt isn't debated or shunned or condemned or vilified. Instead, Philip gives him the same invitation that Philip received from Jesus. "Well, Nathanael, come on and see. Come and see." He has this matter-of-fact, ordinary invitation. And skepticism, come on, bring it along, that's fine. A lot of us have it, it's part of who we are. Seems like a healthy dose might even be godly. If that's not something that's powerful for you personally as you sit here, I guarantee it's powerful for somebody else that you know. I know people who are in church every Sunday dutifully and have been for years, perhaps dragged there by a spouse every week, or they come to see friends, or just of their own volition. And if you ask them, "Do you really believe in this stuff? Do you place your faith and trust in this?" They might answer, "Well, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly what to say about it. There's something that's intriguing, and I see that's good, but I still have my doubts." And I wonder what Jesus would do with that. Can you imagine Jesus saying, "Well, too bad, Buster. Time's up. Until you figure it out and answer definitively, you're destined to burn in hell forever. Sorry, pal." It sounds kind of funny because, of course, it doesn't even come close to what we see and hear in who Jesus is. You see, life in Christ, and primarily in the witness of the Gospel of John, and here's where it gets back to the announcement that I noted. For John, it's about relationship. salvation and life and joy and the grace and love and mercy and presence of God is found in having relationship with Jesus. That's where you hear and learn and find hope and trust in God. And John seems to know how relationships go. Sometimes, like the two newlyweds who joined together here yesterday, you hit it off right away. Sometimes, it takes a little while to build trust and safety. Sometimes you run into stalls or barriers or hardships. But with Jesus, it seems like the door continues to be open. Well, come on and see. In John's gospel, true abundant life is about relationship with Jesus, and John seems to understand how relationships work. I take heart in that because as you follow the characters along, you see how they progress. Even Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see heaven opened and angels descending and ascending. No barrier, Nathaniel, between here and heaven. In this come and see, the question then becomes, well, what will you see? What will people see when they see you? What will people see when they see us or the church? How will we bear witness to Jesus? Now, I know that some people do think they're the Savior of the world, but I know I'm not. And it's hard to show that sometimes. I'm mindful of one of my good colleagues who asserted with new members who are joining her congregations, she likes to tell them, you know what, you need to know something, we're all going to disappoint you, which I think is a weird marketing strategy for a church. But she named this because she knows, after all, the church is filled with sinners. After all, who does Jesus hang out with anyway? And sometimes people come into church expecting it to be perfectly loving, merciful, right, and good, and sadly, it's just not the case. It'll always depend on who you run into or what we say. And yet, what will be the witness of all us sinners here? What will people see? Here's where we might take a cue from John the Baptist, who says, when people ask him, no, it isn't me, it's Jesus. Who says to people, don't so much look at us as what Jesus is up to in and with and through us. He proclaims that we are in relationship with the God of all creation, even in the limitations and the doubts we carry. Even in the mistakes and the sinfulness we have in our heart, he continues to work with us and do good, lo and behold. Not perfectly. But I continue to hear him say, come and see. Come and see. Today, maybe you hear that word again with whatever you got going on. Jesus continues to take skeptical, limited, humble people and invite them into his presence of love and life, into relationship, and that's good news. Or perhaps it confronts you to think about how that word will be seen through you. To whom are you pointing? What I know is if you're skeptical, like Nathaniel, no problem. Come and see. If you're hesitant, take heart. If you've got questions and wonder, you are not excluded. God can totally work with that. Bring it along. Come and see. And if you see Nathaniel out on the street later, who wonders if anything good can come from Mount Olivet Lutheran Church, you send them to Pastor Calland. Amen.